This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The Columbia Regional Airport says Frontier Airlines will end its flights to Orlando in May. Airport officials say they're still trying to determine why. Frontier posted on its website that service between the two cities would be discontinued after May 13th. Airport officials were made aware of the announcement yesterday by travelers who had booked tickets after that date. A notice on the airport's website says officials are trying to get an official statement from Frontier about the decision. The airport says those with flights booked after May 13th should contact Frontier. Frontier began its service from Columbia to Orlando in November. It was scheduled to increase departures from 2 to 3 per week in April. State lawmakers are considering several proposals to improve infrastructure that could hit Missourians' wallets. One proposal could require residents to pay a higher sales tax in order to pay for transportation projects. Another would let electric utilities seek a surcharge to recoup costs from infrastructure projects. A third measure would call for issuing several hundred million dollars in bonds to fund improvements on college campuses and state facilities. Taxes that Missourians pay could go to paying off the bonds. Lawmakers say the influx of ideas comes because there is a new willingness to discuss major challenges facing Missouri. They are skeptical everything would pass in the same year. A new Johns Hopkins University study suggests a connection between decreased gun regulations and increased crime in Missouri. KBIA's Bridget Bowden reports.
Missouri repealed its permit to purchase law in 2007. That means you don't need a sheriff's permit to buy a gun. Johns Hopkins researcher Daniel Webster says after this law was repealed, homicides jumped by 25% in the state. Many other states still require a sheriff's permit, which Webster says is a good idea.
I think it's a very different thing to ask someone to buy a gun for you if it simply means filling out a form at a gun dealer's to apply for a permit than it is to show up at the local sheriff's office, for example, and be fingerprinted and photographed and sign a form saying that you're not purchasing this gun for anyone other than yourself.
But some legislators don't agree. Representative Casey Guernsey, a Republican from Northwest Missouri, says there are other factors contributing to increased gun crime.
Our time should be spent focusing on those issues as it relates to our mental health, our systems in Missouri especially, but certainly in this country, and then also societal problems.
Guernsey is sponsoring a bill that would make it a crime to enforce new federal gun laws in the state. Bridget Bowden, KBIA News.
An archaeological survey is planned for a Civil War battleground site in central Missouri. A survey is planned next month at the site where the Battle of Moore's Mill occurred in July 1862 in Callaway County, near what is now known as Calwood. The Fulton Sun reports that the excavation is being funded by a grant from the American Battlefield Protection Program of the National Park Service. The survey will be supervised by employees of Lindenwood University in St. Charles and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Faculty and students from Westminster College in Fulton also plan to participate. The University of Missouri has started a research center on disaster and terrorism in hopes of boosting training for mental health workers. Assistant Communications Professor J. Brian Houston recently received a $2.4 million federal grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. He wants to study the long-term emotional turmoil faced by disaster and terror victims. The center will employ a university social worker to train school teachers and counselors in Joplin, Kansas City, St. Louis, and New Orleans in crisis intervention. The four-year grant continues through September 2016. The administration of the MU College of Education has decided to put the search for a new division executive director on hold. Dean Daniel Clay's decision follows controversy over former Army psychologist Larry James' candidacy. James has served at Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib, which sparked protests from some members of the community. Strategic Communications Director for the college, Barb Peterson, says the public's concerns were included in the committee's decision. Professor of Special Education Mike Pullis is serving as interim director until the position is filled. Advocates call for more effective transitional housing after the removal of a cluster of homeless camps near Hinkson Creek. Columbia Parks and Recreation Department Assistant Director Mike Griggs says the homeless were asked to move not only because the camp was on city property, but because of health and safety concerns.
There's buckets of human waste. There's stuff that's getting dumped into the creeks, and it's just not a sanitary site. Without any proper facilities, there's nothing but unsanitary conditions.
Grigg says in the winter, homeless encampments become more visible, and the city receives more complaints.
And that's because the leaves are off the trees. You know, they're quite visible now. During the spring and summer, when the leaves are fully, you know, when the trees are fully, you know, covered in leaves, a lot of times you can't see them.
Among the shelters where the homeless may seek refuge is the Wilkes Boulevard United Methodist Church. It shelters up to 30 homeless people in the winter. Pastor Meg Hegman says most of Columbia's shelters place limits on the amount of time people can stay, and it's often not enough time for people to get back on their feet.
Really, more permanent shelter and affordable housing is what's needed, and services to help folks get into secure housing.
Hegman says a concerted community-wide effort is needed to address the shortage of transitional housing in the city. A proposal to name a new Mississippi River bridge for the late St. Louis Cardinals great Stan Musial is moving ahead in the Missouri Senate. The measure was approved by the Senate's Transportation Committee last week and has been placed on the Senate's debate calendar. It's not clear when the full chamber might take it up. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.